When you came home, did anything seem different?
Well, yes. When I went back to UCLA, UCLA was 10 times the size it was before the war. There's more students than ever. See, like before the war, there was two Chinese who were sophomores, and then there was five of us as freshmen. So when I went in, five boys, and there was no girls. That was a total of seven. See, so when I went back there, due to that so-called GI Bill, there was the school have increased tenfold. You know, people all over the place, and
what did you think about the GI Bill?
That changed the country. Actually, it changed the country, changed the world, because that's the first time. Whether a person's qualified for an education or not, they got educated, so-called educated. So all the schools mushroom, you know, increase in size tenfold.
Do you know people that moved out of Chinatown after the war?
Well, at that point in time, the people like are moving away, not only from Chinatown, but away from Los Angeles. See, like my sister married a veteran, and they went out to Monterey Park, one of the earlier residents in Monterey Park. And when they move out, and then shortly after, within a year, my parents move out from Chinatown, no, from where we're living here in Los Angeles, out into Monterey Park. And then when my younger brother married, he moved into Alhambra. Of course, that by that time the Korean War started, and then I got called back.
Do you know what the reason was for them to move out of the area?
Well, mainly because better accommodations. Because see. Pre-war, the Chinese were not allowed to buy property. See, like my father bought a house using my brother's name. See, in fact, before the war, a lot of the Chinese, because of the discrimination and everything else, they wouldn't even bother with the house because they figure that they're gonna go back to the old country. But then when the Japanese started there, then they changed their mind.